Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton, is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Welcome, everyone. It is Tuesday, November the 7th, 2017, and you are listening to the national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton Radio Show. I am Shayla, and I welcome you to a new week and a brand new broadcast episode for us here. Well, it's election day for millions of Americans as we go to the polls to cast votes for local elections. We will keep an eye out for those results, which many are anticipating. Well, Thanksgiving will be here soon. Stay with us for the upcoming weeks for more original programming and balanced news talk geared just for you. We have some very unique and engaging content aimed to keep you informed in a very timely manner. Now, please remember that we offer high quality and professional news talk in a very busy and congested industry. Now, if this happens to be your very first time tuning in, we gladly welcome you with open arms. And remember that you can listen in again at your convenience by visiting ltaradio.com. And when we say your convenience, we truly mean it. You can listen to any previously aired episode, and you can go to the middle of that episode or the end, okay? So you can capture what you want when you want it. We're making digital media the way you like it. Do note that Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton Radio Show is a national award-winning program that offers informative news talk for every single member of your household, regardless of generation. We've had the amazing opportunity to be on air for 4 years, and there we have presented the exclusive interviews with so many celebrities, guests, advocates, leaders within their field, those you recognize and some names you don't, but these individuals offer information on so many diverse topics. And, of course, those topics include education, law, health, politics, business, finance, music, pop culture, and so much more. We want to highlight the issues that impact you. Right now, I would ask that you use the hashtag LTA Radio. Use the hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase. It doesn't matter, on your favorite social media outlet. If you're listening to us right now and you happen to be going through Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, use the hashtag LTA Radio and let others know that you are tuned in. And it also allows us to find you, and we do follow back. Keep that in mind. Well, it is Tuesday night, and we're ready to feature some conversations that aim to impress and also inform. Let's spotlight those trending issues. First up, the one and only celebrity television personality Jan Maui joins us tonight. Of course, you recognize her from the very popular television show, The Real. Jenny is with us tonight to discuss a very important health topic, multiple sclerosis, so you want to stay tuned in for this exclusive. Also, indoor air quality can be 2 to 5 times worse than the air outside. Well, the nation just recognized October as Indoor Air Quality Month, a time to raise awareness surrounding a mostly invisible problem of potentially harmful effects of poor air quality inside many homes. The one and only Michelle Casaleo, U.S. Director of the U.S. Asthma and Allergy Friendly Certification Program, joins us tonight for a discussion on air quality and your health. Stay with us. Also, despite Americans moving towards a cashless society, nearly 17 million American teenagers don't have a way to spend digitally, and making it harder for them to spend online and harder for parents to help teens understand how to manage finances. Well, Danielle Smith, founder of a very popular parenting and lifestyle website, joins us tonight to discuss money management and your kids. Stay with us. And lastly, we cover the issues that you want to know more about. And did you know that almost all cervical cancers and at least 5 other types of cancer are linked to the HPV virus? Despite this being a known fact, many people are unaware of the link that exists between certain viruses like HPV and cancer. Now, Tony Award-winning star of the Broadway musical Hairspray and Dancing with the Stars semifinalist Marissa Jarrett Winokur is with us tonight to discuss her own cancer battle and the importance of preventative methods. So you want to stay with us for this exclusive interview. As you can see, we have a versatile lineup tonight. We aim to keep you informed again in a very timely manner. The show isn't long, but it's one worthwhile, and it's one that you should be listening to. Right now, message a family, friend, or colleague, and let them know that Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show is broadcasting live now, and we're gearing up to inform you on the issues that matter. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio, where we offer news, talk, and music. We'll be right back on in a few seconds. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Welcome back, everyone. You are tuned in to Let's Talk America Radio, and of course, we offer news, talk, and music. I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge our dedicated, loyal listeners. Thank you for sticking with us, and please continue to share our great news with your family, friends, colleagues, and some of you have even shared the news with your next-door neighbors. We have gotten the feedback. Thank you so much. If you are ever interested in reaching out to the show for various reasons, maybe you want to provide feedback, perhaps you're interested in being an advertiser, simply shoot us a quick email at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, you can contact us by sending us a message at admin@ltaradio.com. We look forward to hearing from you very soon, okay? And we've got some great advertising options for you, and of course, we appreciate all of our national sponsors and partners. Continue to stick with us. Well, everyone, it is now time for our signature segment in the news, and this is where we highlight the trending news of the day. We're keeping you informed in the manner you want to be kept informed. Let's get started for today. Now, quick housekeeping note, if you're ever interested in watching the televised edition of our In the News segment, simply visit ltaradio.com. Visit our website at ltaradio.com and click on the Vimeo link, which you can find at the bottom of each page of that website. And there you can watch the televised edition of In the News. We're set to go for Tuesday, November the 7th, 2017. In the news, deadly church shooting. A gunman opened fire this past Sunday in a rural area outside of San Antonio, Texas, at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, and 27 people died, including the gunman. Authorities are reporting that up to 14 of the deceased were children. 20 people remain hospitalized. Now, the gunman was identified as a 26-year-old man who resided nearby. Police believe that the gunman began firing outside of the church and then entered the building and continued firing at churchgoers. As he left the church, a local resident with a gun reportedly pursued the gunman. Now, police found the gunman dead in his car later. Authorities are not certain if the gunman died from a self-inflicted gun wound or the result of actions by the resident pursuing him. We will keep you posted on this very disturbing news story. In the news, U.S. military in Somalia. Now, just last Friday, the U.S. military conducted two airstrikes against the Islamic State located in the African nation of Somalia. It's being reported that the terror group ISIS has gained a growing presence in the nation over the last few years. The U.S. Africa Command reported that the two drone strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. The U.S. said the strikes were carried out in coordination with the Somalia's government. And finally, in the news, political fallout. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates will have to remain under house arrest with GPS tracking until they present millions of dollars more in bail money to assure their upcoming appearances in U.S. federal court. Now, Manafort and Gates are both charged with conspiracy, money laundering, and acting as unregistered foreign agents, and one of the first criminal cases to come from Special U.S. Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian tampering in the 2016 presidential election. As you may recall, some claim there may be a connection with Russia's involvement and then-candidate Trump's campaign. A grand jury alleged that Manafort and Gates both worked on behalf of pro-Russia factions in Ukraine, then laundered their money profits into the United States to evade paying taxes. We will keep you posted on this trending news story. Well, everyone, this concludes this week's edition of In the News. But remember, you can follow us to know all the breaking news there is to know on Twitter. Join us there. Our handle on Twitter is a new one. It's LTA Radio Show. Our handle on Twitter is LTA Radio Show. And we do follow back. Well, in mere seconds, we will be back on, and I'm so excited to present an exclusive interview with the one and only TV lifestyle expert and television show host, Jeannie Maui. And she's talking about something very serious tonight. She's talking about feeling your best with multiple sclerosis. You have to hear her story. It's a powerful one. Stay with us. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio. We offer news, talk, and music.
Bold Favor Magazine is the leadership lifestyle magazine highlighting bold people, organizations, and causes that inspire us to live fearlessly. Feature your business to our email list of 250,000 people all over the globe and on our engaged social media platforms. Bold Favor prides itself on pairing your business with empowering articles and profiles to ensure you are seen and appreciated by people who want to support you. And bonus, advertise with us to feature your product on television programs produced by our parent company at no additional cost. Visit boldfavormagazine.com or call 866-611-3753 to get started today. The future favors the bold. Be fearless.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now time for our Inspirational Corner, and this is where we highlight one motivational statement intended to get you through your week, okay? We all need a little bit of motivation in our life. Well, tonight's statement is anonymous, and it says, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Again, tonight's statement says, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And you know, that powerful statement certainly speaks for itself. We have to find what our true mission is, what our gifts are, what we love to do, our passions, and then we have to share it with the world. And of course, by sharing it, we allow the world to be a better place, bit by bit. May you have one phenomenal life and inspire someone today. All right, everyone, speaking of inspiration, Jeannie Mao has inspired millions by being a very popular television host. And tonight she speaks with us exclusively, one-on-one, about something very near and dear to her heart. It's multiple sclerosis, and she shares her story of who she loves in her family who suffers with it and what you can do to help. It's all about motivation and inspiration, and Jeannie Mao tells her story in mere seconds. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio. We continue to offer news, talk, and music. Remember to tell a friend.
I'm so far from you.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospel singer. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on the trending topics you want to know more about. And I don't need to tell many of you that our health matters, of course, and multiple sclerosis is a chronic, often debilitating disease of the central nervous system that impacts over 2 million people worldwide, often striking in the prime of life. Now, approximately 85% of people are initially diagnosed with relapsing MS, the most common form of disease. I'm so honored right now to have a friend of this show back on. Many of you recognize her, of course, from her popular television show. I'm talking about Jeannie Mao, and I'm also joined by Megan White, who is living with MS. Welcome, ladies, to our program.
Thank you for having us.
Very excited to have you on. Now, first, Jeannie, I want to turn my sights to you. Tell us about this initiative that you're a part of, and why did you choose to take part?
Well, I chose to take part because I knew that I needed a community like this one. I was going through it with my Aunt Lynn. She was diagnosed a few years ago with RMS, and we just didn't know how to connect with her better. You know, it took a lot of years to finally understand the daily challenges that she was facing, things as basic as, you know, getting dressed. So today, when Biogen approached me about creating a portal where people can, you know, tell their stories, personal stories like Megan's, and videos where you can see recipes and different style ideas to feel empowered and to encourage yourself to live life differently, I was like, count me in. I'm on board.
Oh, wow. What a great initiative and efforts on your part. Tell us, what are some helpful styling tips for those that are living with MS?
Sure. Well, the first thing I noticed for my Aunt Lynn was putting basic things like color into her closet. She was more into neutrals and, you know, just kind of dressed very traditional for the office. But when I took her shopping, I just noticed how she'd light up when she'd put on a beautiful yellow dress or something with, like, fun patterns. And that is, like, the type of things that you just, you might not take, you might not notice, but you should absolutely take heed of and control when you put things in your closet that you can immediately enhance your mood. That's something I call wearpy. Wearpy is the effect of being able to change your mood from the outside in.
Nice.
And it's immediate. It's better than a cup of coffee. It's better than a pill.
Okay.
And it's just something you know, immediately see when you put it on, look at yourself in the mirror, and then see how people react around you.
Oh, I love that. And put them in a great mood. And also, Janie, it's about feeling good about how we perceive ourselves, right? Is that critical in the fight with MS?
It's not until you start to treat yourself with the respect and the appreciation that others begin to do that for you, you know? So when you get up and prepare yourself for the day, that's the most valuable time that you set yourself at the highest a standard. You know, you deserve it. You're fighting something that most people don't understand. You have every day to give yourself a reset button and to see life differently. And so Reimagine Myself is all about creating that community to remind you how valuable you are and how much you matter.
Oh, wow, that's so important. How important is it for those that are living with it to have a network of supporters such as you? I know your island was very grateful for you. I mean, how important is that for advice for those that are caretakers or family members of someone living with the disease?
Well, I can answer that. Somebody that's living with MS, it's important to find tricks and traits to be the best that we can be, because when you're diagnosed with MS, life's not over, it's just different. And how can we achieve that feeling of being more accessible to the things that we once had?
Wow, and that's great advice. Megan, I also want to ask you, how has relapsing MS impacted your daily life and also your personal style?
Well, MS has definitely been humbling for me, and the disease looks different for everyone, and the symptoms are different from person to person, day to day, and it's chronic, unpredictable. So what I have is I've learned how to be prepared. I am always ready for the less complicated clothing to wear, and I just learned to live life. And having that communication with my doctor is so vital. And I've chosen to take something called Tecfidera. It's a pill, and I take it twice a day to help me reduce the number of those flare-ups that take me out and delay the disability of progression associated with relapsing MS. And I know, for me, I know it's important to take my treatment every as prescribed because it helps me. And then also keeping in with my doctor to carefully monitor my side effects of experiencing while taking Tecfidera, that the whole picture makes my life manageable, and I live life to the fullest just by what I wear and what I eat and how I exercise.
Nice. I love that. What a great attitude and passion for life. How critical is it, Megan, to make sure that when it comes to relapsing MS or any other health condition, that we partner with our medical team and keep that communication line open?
Oh, because the MS world is just changing so rapidly. In the last 20 years, we went from kind of like nothing to, I think, 17 different medications that keeping in communication, because it's not just the symptoms. The doctor wants to see all of the person, because when I'm at my best, I can give my best. And I think it's vital, communication with the doctors and that whole team.
Well, I love that. Thank you for that information. Ladies, where can we go for more information about relapsing MS and also this great campaign to Reimagine Myself?
Well, you can
reimaginemyself.com.
Yes,
I love
it's the
that.
Perfect place to just kind of get all of your questions answered.
I love that. And then before we leave, I have to ask you this. Obviously, you're in the spotlight, someone that manages that very well. For someone listening in, maybe they have a health condition like MS or something else. When it comes to pursuing their dreams and their passion, any quick advice?
Live life to the fullest. Yes. Live life to the fullest. And there's always going to be somebody who doesn't believe in your worth. Don't let it be you.
Well, let it be you. Thank you, ladies, for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you.
Glamour Girl Fitness wants you to stop making excuses for fitness and get fit Glamour Girl style. Now, supersede the word fitness with fun and incorporate the whole family. That's what Glamour Girl Fitness does with the Mommy and Me program. We take a time out for fitness. Find out more now by visiting www.getfitglamourgirlstyle.com. Again, that's www.getfitglamourgirlstyle.com. Start the conversation today because you matter. Thank you. Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those trending issues you want to know more about. And, hey, indoor air quality can be 2 to 3 times worse than the air outside. Yet, many people are spending more time out indoors than ever. And October is Indoor Air Quality Month, a time to raise awareness surrounding a mostly invisible problem of potentially harmful effects of poor air quality inside of our homes. Now, this is a topic we have not covered yet, and we need to really get to the bottom of it. Now, I'm so excited and honored right now to have on the U.S. Director of Certification Program, Allergy and Asthma Foundation of America, Michelle Casella. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Shana.
Excited to have you on. Now, this is a topic many of us don't talk about, and I think I mentioned the buzzword. It's invisible. How serious is this?
It's very serious, indoor air quality. Gosh, the EPA says that it's one of the top 5 environmental concerns that people need to be aware of.
Oh, wow. And what effects can this have on our health? I want to go there because so many times people say, well, it must not be a real big thing, but how important is it?
It is important, indoor air quality. Like you said, it can be 2 to 5 times worse than the outside pollution. And it really can lead to making you feel tired, sluggish. It can lead to sneezing and wheezing even, itchy eyes, feeling tired and lethargic.
So what can we do about it?
There's lots of things you can do about it. But there's 4 very simple tips that you can take away with. First and foremost, and super easy, is to change your air filter in your home. You want to buy a high-performance air filter, such as Filtrete. And you can also, something so easy as making sure the bathrooms in your home have exhaust fans, because you really want to keep that humidity real low and the dampness low in your house. And you want to make sure that you don't have any leaks all the way from the attic to the basement. Another great and easy something to do to keep indoor air quality at a minimum is to buy products that are low in VOCs, low chemical, more natural. And that can range from anything from, gosh, your hairspray to your nail polish remover and things like that, even buying paint that has low VOCs. And the last tip I would suggest, which is super easy, is when you're cooking in your kitchen, make sure there's great ventilation. Even open the window in those winter months to create a good flow throughout the kitchen.
Oh, wow. I mean, those are things I don't think many of us think about, especially the last mention of cooking. I have to ask this. Of course, you can have electric stoves or you can have gas stoves, and many of us have heard, hey, cook in the kitchen, home-cooked meals for your kids and your partners and spouses. But does it vary if it's a gas stove or electric stove?
It does, especially if you have a gas stove. You want to definitely make sure you have good ventilation in your kitchen, for sure.
Oh, wow. And I would imagine when you say the ventilation, it could be something as simple as cutting on a fan to help or opening up a window?
Yes, as easy as that. You'd be surprised, Shana. You know, another couple of things that cause poor indoor air quality can be, for example, your household chores, vacuuming, dusting even. And if you can believe it, even lighting a candle, having those candles, you know, on a nice, cozy, warm night. That can contribute to poor indoor air quality. And, of course, we hate to admit, but also our family pets can also contribute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I think you provided some great tips because, of course, we love our pets and they want to have to stay with us. But I think you're saying open some windows, do some of those other tips can certainly help us. What a pleasure to have you on. Where can our national and international listeners go for additional information about air quality or some of the tips or products they could possibly use?
Yes. Shana, please have them go to Filtrete MS.com to find out more great tips and different causes of indoor air quality.
I love it. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thanks for having me.
They gave us service that required sacrifices, and now you have the opportunity to show your support for U.S. veterans on Friday, November the 10th, 2017 at 10 a.m. by supporting the City of Stockbridge's Veterans Day celebration. Veterans are vital members of our communities. Join us for a morning of family fun, including a parade in the City of Stockbridge and a Veterans Recognition Luncheon at the beautiful Merrill Manders Conference Center in Stockbridge, Georgia. Prepare to witness a community celebration of our veterans. If you are interested in being a partner or sponsor of the celebration, please call the City Events Office at 678-833-3333. Show your support of veterans on Friday, November the 10th, 2017 at 10 a.m. with the City of Stockbridge's Veterans Day celebration. The parade will kick off at the Stockbridge Cemetery located at 4380 North Henry Boulevard in Stockbridge, Georgia. Let's recognize our veterans. Again, for more information, please call 678-833-3333 or visit www.cityofstockbridge-ga.gov. Thank you. Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those trending issues and topics you want to know more about. Now, just when you think you've moved to a completely cashless society, right, it's time for a weekly allowance for those kids, and they're always asking for it. Now, how many times have you found yourself without cash when it comes to their weekly payout allowance? Well, a new app and technology platform, Current, can actually help you digitize your child's allowance, their chores, and help them learn about saving money and charitable giving. I'm all about this. Lifestyle entrepreneur and parenting expert Danielle Smith is with us now. Welcome to the program, Danielle.
Thank you so much for having me. I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you. Now, I'm very excited and passionate about kids and teaching them the great tools about money and how it works. But, hey, my husband and I have found ourselves in a little pickle because we're like, oops, we don't have cash. But I know you're here to talk about a method or an approach where we can still teach them about that, right?
Absolutely. It's an app. It's an app-based debit card for teenagers, so it's called Current. And what's great, so here's all you do. You head online, current.com, and you create an account. When you create that account, you hook it to your bank account,
okay,
and then create accounts within your app in the names of your kids. So I have one for Cooper, one for Delaney, both of my kids.
Okay.
Now, at that point, I can then digitize either an allowance or chores so that they're learning to earn money. So I can say every week you need to walk the dog, and for that you'll get $5.
Okay.
Or I can just set up a regular weekly allowance that goes to them. So it's either task-based, individually, like one-off, or it can be a regular allowance that goes to them. They also download the app on their phones, and they have an actual debit card that is given to them. Within the app, it's broken down into three categories, the three categories that are so important for financial responsibility and money management. Spending,
oh, wow. So that sounds like
giving.
The perfect app that parents want to know more about it. So, I mean, and this is pretty easy for both the teens and the parents to use because, you know, some apps out there, Danielle, I don't need to tell you this, they seem great for our preteens and teenagers, and then it comes to us, and we're like, wait a minute, it's a little tricky.
It's clunky, right? No, this one is actually seamless, and one of the things I love most about it is the transparency. So the second my kid uses their debit card, I get a notification on my phone that says, hey, your daughter just spent $15 on candy. So then I can have a conversation with her that says, hey, don't forget you need to be saving a portion of your money.
I see.
And you need to be giving a portion.
Oh, wow. So it's also teaching them the sense of responsibility. Now, sounds very convenient, awesome, but tell me this, in terms of if they're not held accountable, because, you know, that's always the component that parents want to put in with any app, right? If they, I mean, is there a way that they're penalized for not doing what they're supposed to do?
Oh, I can shut them down with a, one button. There's two things that I can do, Shana. Number one, I can pause the entire account if I don't
okay.
think they're handling it responsibly, or if for some reason they lost the card, I can pause it automatically from my phone in seconds. The
I
other
see.
Thing is that if there is a specific retailer they're using that I don't want them to use or
okay.
they're using it too frequently, I can block that individual retailer.
Oh, wow. So parents can still have some influence ensuring that everything is done responsibly.
Well, yes, and I think it's such a great conversation starter. These aren't conversations that my parents had with me, and I ended up
yeah.
making mistakes when I first went away to college, getting a credit card for the first time. I'm teaching them that fiscal responsibility now and making sure that they understand they can't spend everything they earn.
Yeah, I love that. And also the fact, I think, so many kids see plastic, if you will, Danielle, as well. It's endless money. But this is a way of reinforcing it's not endless. You can actually have a sense of tangibility, right?
Absolutely. One of the first conversations my children and I had was, what is the difference between a debit card and a credit card? So what is the difference? So this is a debit card. It's hooked. There's a specific amount of money on it. If you use all of it within an allotted time, it doesn't regenerate.
Wow, I love that. So it's a win-win all the way around. Danielle, you have to let our national and international listening audience know where they can go for more information you spoke about today.
The best place to go is current.com. It has all of the information you need, in addition to being able to provide people state by state what the average allowance being given in their area is.
Oh, wow. So, that may get some parents in trouble, though.
Good. Well, it ranges from $5 to $30, if you can believe that. My kids get $10.
But some
states are $5, and some states are $27, $28.
Wow, some of us may need to up our game there. Danielle, what a pleasure speaking with you on Let's Talk America Radio.
Take care.
Tired of going from store to store wasting gas just to attempt to find the perfect neckwear accessory for the special guy in your life? Well, TNN Bowties and Apparel has made it quite simple and convenient with a wide selection of quality and affordable bow ties online. You're bound to find the perfect item for any guy in your life with TNN Bow Ties and Apparel. We do offer adorable bow ties for young boys, including infants. Don't waste your time standing in long lines. Shop with TNN Bow Ties and Apparel for exclusive deals. Visit TNBowTies.com. Again, that's TNBowTies.com, where style meets purpose.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those topics and people you want to know more about. And almost all cervical cancers and at least five other types of cancers are linked to the HPV, and many of us have heard that name being thrown around. But right now is the right time to increase awareness about it and prevent cancer of all forms. But in particular, we're putting the spotlight on the HPV. I'm so excited right now to have someone on that many of you recognize. It is award-winning star of the Broadway play, of course, Hairspray, and also with Dancing with the Stars, semifinalist, the one and only Marissa Jarrett Whitaker. Welcome to the program, Marissa.
Hello.
Excited to have you on. Now, every year, more than 12,000 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with cervical cancer. I know you're a part of this campaign. It's very important to you. Why did you lend your efforts to this?
I joined thinkaboutthelink.org because there are so many viruses that link to cancers, right? We have HPV. So I'm talking about the HPV virus that links to cancer. And to think about the link, meaning think about the link from viruses to cancers. And I'm a cervical cancer survivor. So I was diagnosed almost 17 years ago now. So I'm cancer-free now. But things have changed so much since I was diagnosed with cancer. So I've joined my forces to basically spread the word so that other women and men don't go through what I went through.
Wow, and very honorable of you to lend your efforts to that. Tell us more about the Think About the Link campaign.
Well, it's really helping educate people. My position is really talking about the HPV virus because I am a cervical cancer survivor, and 91% of all cervical cancers are caused by HPV. So what happens is, and now I'm a mom, so I have a 9-year-old son. So the vaccine is, you know, obviously, like we all talk about the vaccine now and when and who, and a lot of people don't know for boys and girls, and it's recommended for 11 girls. So really, I want to talk about the links to HPV and cancer, because if you find out that you are HPV, you have HPV, you're HPV positive, it doesn't mean it's going to become cancer. It's like it's like if you have a cold, it doesn't mean you're gonna get pneumonia, but you make sure you get tested for strep. You make sure, you know, you make
that's
sure you
right.
go to your doctors. And that's really what HPV is. Because before it becomes cancer, HPV becomes pre-cancer. You know, so you can get those cells removed and then save your life and prevent cancer.
Wow, what a powerful testimony and your great advice. I know when we talk about or spotlight steps to protect themselves against what can turn into cervical cancer, I know you mentioned there's a vaccination. Any other steps or tips that people can do to know what's going on in their body?
Well, to know what's going on in your body, look, I found out that I had cancer because I went to my yearly checkups with my OBGYN. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
I know that we all get so busy. Like, even like today, I'm doing, literally today I have a mammogram after doing all this today. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm not going to miss my appointment. Like, that's my appointment time. Just, you know, get in the car and go. So I think what I can say to everybody is, really talk to your doctors, get tested for HPV, you know, just know what's going on. And with the vaccination, talk to the pediatricians, you know. And a lot of people don't want to talk about things like that just because it any condensation of a sexually transmitted disease
Absolutely.
Or a virus. But it's so much, it's about your life. We're talking, and it's ways to prevent it turning into cancer. And that
yes.
is what's important.
Wow, the most important thing you can do. How can our listeners help increase awareness?
Well, you can go to thinkaboutthelink.org and read about what you can do to help yourself, but also talk to your friends. I think if there's an open dialogue in, you know, around with mommies talking about it, it will, like I know I tell my friends, like, oh, my gosh, I'm absolutely going to take Zev in and get him. That's my son. And talk to the pediatrician about vaccination.
Yes.
And then it takes that curse off so that mom goes in and talks to their doctor what's best for their family. And
absolutely.
When I go to get a pap smear, I say to my friends, like, I'm on Instagram, and I'm like, getting a pap smear today, you know, like, know your body, like, let's do it, you know. So, you know, it's like just talking to your friends, because you don't know, like, I had a girlfriend the other day who was like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing all your stuff about, you know, on preventcancer.org, and she's like, wait, I just tested positive for HPV. What does that mean? And she's like freaking out, but now she's able to talk to me about it,
Beautiful.
I was able to calm her down. Yeah.
Wow. That's what it's about. Wow. And we are one community working together. I know you mentioned the website before, but one last time for our national and international listeners.
It's thinkaboutthelink.org.
Thank you, Marissa, for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Harrell, and I just love listening to Shayna Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shayna.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
Well, that's a wrap for this new episode of Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show. But tune in next Tuesday night, same time, same place, for a brand new episode. Remember, if you're interested in listening to any of our featured conversations, you can go to ltaradio.com. Visit ltaradio.com, click on any episode you want to listen to, and within that episode, you can actually fast forward or rewind, go to any segment of the show you want. Again, we're offering digital media the right way. It's 2017, right? So you should have lots of options. And Let's Talk America offers that. Well, of course, we love highlighting timely news, also featuring great talk and phenomenal music. It's the last portion of Let's Talk America Radio's mission. And tonight, I'm so excited to highlight the music of the one and only, she's a friend of this show, gospel vocalist based in Atlanta, Georgia, Vassell Belcher. Vassell Belcher, and the name of this musical track is Going to a Place. Check it out. Well, everyone, you can keep the conversation going. Stay informed, okay? Reach out to us at ltaradio.com. We love feedback. And use the hashtag LTARadio, all caps or lowercase. That way we can find you. Friends know that you are engaged to quality news talk that matters. We believe you can offer a balanced news talk, and it can be engaging, and we can learn as one community. And we will keep you posted on those election results, okay? So check it out. Connect with us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is LTA Radio. LTA Radio Show, that is. Have a great week, and keep it going. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show is an entity of Paget and Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2017. For more information, please visit www.ltaradio.com.
I'm going to a place where there will be no more crying.
No more crying.
I'm going to a place where there will be no more
dying.
I'm going to a place where trouble will be no more.